DOD officials got battered on both sides of the Capitol yesterday, hearing complaints from Republican lawmakers in both the House and Senate that the military personnel proposals in the president's 2013 budget unfairly target the uniformed military, while leaving civilians, both inside and outside of DOD, relatively unscathed. Their complaints centered around two areas: the size of the overall personnel reductions in the coming years, and the Pentagon's proposed fee increases to TRICARE, the military's health insurance system. Senator Kelly Ayotte is a Republican from New Hampshire.
You are recommending increases to our active duty and veterans in terms of health care costs. But it doesn't seem the president's proposing really any increases, as I can see it, effectively none, to the civilian workforce. And I think that's a hard ask of our military when they're already making so many sacrifices, when we aren't making sacrifices on the civilian side too. Do you think that's fair? And do you think that really we should also, including myself, by the way, members of Congress have what the civilians have. I think that all of us should be sacrificing, and I worry that we're asking them to go first.
The DOD proposal doubles down on last year's request, which raised TRICARE health insurance fees for the first time ever and only for working-age military retirees. Active-duty military members still get free health care, and they still would under the Pentagon's latest budget proposal. But under that same budget, those retirees would see further increases over the next 5 years, depending on how much retirement pay they earn. Higher earners could see their premiums triple by 2017. Retirees who left the military at lower ranks would pay much lower amounts. Those higher-earning retirees would end up paying health care premiums of about $1,500 a year by 2017. That's compared, for example, to the roughly $16,000 a year that a federal civilian will pay in 2012 for standard FEHBP Family Blue Cross coverage here in D.C. Nonetheless, Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi indicated he's uncomfortable with any fee increases for military members or retirees from his state.
I got a letter just this week from a man in the military who's about to retire, but he's heard these comments about how the cost for TRICARE, the participation, was going to have to go up. And the reason he wrote me is because he has a sister that's on welfare, and his sister pays nowhere near the costs that he does. And so he's not sure that the military is such a good deal compared to welfare. That seems to me to be a terrible comparison.
Healthcare costs now make up about 10% of the Defense Department's overall base budget, and well more than half of DOD's healthcare spending gets funneled through private insurance companies and hospitals. Because of that, the defense budget is subject to most of the same healthcare cost pressures the rest of the country is. Joanne Rooney is the acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness.
It's appropriate to go back to roughly 1996 and see that for most of the time up till the current, about a year ago, there have been no increases. And that's very different than what we've seen in terms of even healthcare costs, as well as what has happened to most people in terms of their healthcare premiums. The other piece is that 60% of our healthcare comes from the private sector. So as private sector healthcare costs are increasing, we are actually seeing those same increases going.
The Pentagon argues it can't keep absorbing those costs. Otherwise, they'll continue to crowd out funding for weapon systems, training, and even other pay and benefit spending. Austin Scott, a Georgia Republican on the House subcommittee in charge of military personnel, has heard those arguments, and he remains unmoved.
Congress made it very clear, the chairman of this committee, we suggested that there could be increases, but that those increases should not exceed what the increase in pay or retirement benefits was. We were very clear.
Other House members are irked by what they see as disproportionate drawdowns in the numbers of uniformed troops the Pentagon wants to fund versus their civilian colleagues. DOD plans to reduce its uniformed ranks by about 123,000 over the next 5 years. So far, its civilian workforce drawdowns only include plans for next year, when about 7,000 positions would be eliminated. Congressman Mike Kaufman is a Republican from Colorado.
Wow. Okay, let me get this straight here. This is great. So what we're doing is 100,000 is what we're reducing our uniformed military by, and we're reducing our civilian workforce by 7,000? I find this stunning. Just trying to think in my mind how many casualties are produced by somebody sitting behind a desk.
DOD says it hasn't developed its civilian workforce plan beyond 2013. It says it's still studying what its total mix between civilians, uniformed military, and contractors should be in the so-called out years between now and 2017. Though he took the share of criticism from Congress, Panetta, a former White House budget director, returned it in kind to lawmakers, telling them their failure to deal with the overall budget picture is what's put the Pentagon in a pickle it would rather not be in. This is an exchange with Senator Ron Johnson.
It's the old game. You know, on one hand,
that's the problem. It's a game.
No, it is. That's unfortunate. It is a game because on one side, people, you know, will defend not touching revenues, which need to be part of the deal. On the other side, there are those that will defend not touching entitlements, which have to be part of the deal. If you want to deal with the size deficits that this country's facing, you better put everything on the table.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.